Welcome to Life Beat, supported by the Educational Fund of Right to Life of Michigan. I'm your host, Jeffrey Vance, speaking with Angela Fanks, author of a new book called Margaret Sanger's Eugenic Legacy, The Control of Female Fertility. Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood, and there's a lot of evidence in Angela's new book linking the study and belief of eugenics to Planned Parenthood from Margaret Sanger. Eugenics is the ideology where you judge the worth of the individual by the worth of their genes. Now, Planned Parenthood has marketed themselves as a positive contribution to society and women's rights and the feminist movement. We're talking about a great job of marketing here, right, Angela?
Well, marketing is definitely a big part of the success story. Planned Parenthood has always sought to express itself in ways that would be very acceptable to the society as a whole. So after World War II, when eugenics became very unpopular, Planned Parenthood started really focusing on population control and on assisting the poor. They that's how they presented what they were doing. So they weren't anymore trying to make the so-called unfit not have children anymore. Now they were assisting the poor in the war on poverty and so forth. So Planned Parenthood always tries to market itself as this benevolent charity. The irony is that there's a whole chapter in Margaret Sanger's book, Pivot of Civilization, devoted to what she calls the cruelty of charity, because she believed that all charity did was enable the so-called unfit to have more children. And so she talks about organized charity being a malignant social disease and perpetuating constantly increasing numbers of defective delinquents and dependents. And so Sanger herself didn't really believe that what she was doing was a charity, but Planned Parenthood has successfully marketed itself as such.
What can we do to educate the common person, and why doesn't the man on the street care about what's going on with the Planned Parenthood and this marketing that we've been talking about, how they basically have pulled the wool over our eyes?
Well, I think that, as you say, people don't know, and so they don't know that there's anything to investigate. It doesn't occur to them that they should be paying attention. Unfortunately, what frequently happens is, especially when parents find themselves in a situation in which their daughter maybe has become pregnant, then they suddenly have a real cause to be concerned about Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood vigorously, vociferously opposes all parental consent and parental notification laws, and as a matter of fact, is being investigated right now in Ohio, in Indiana, and in Kansas for allowing girls to have abortions or for providing them with birth control when it's clear that these are girls in situations of child abuse or of statutory rape. And Planned Parenthood does not want the parents to be involved in these cases and seems to think that these sort of relationships are just fine. Rich Lowry calls them the statutory rape positive wing of feminism, that they support they seem to support such relationships. And this is very dangerous for our society and for families. And so when families are in a situation like that, then they have a real cause to be concerned, because Planned Parenthood is not on their side. So I think we need to write letters to the editor. We need to talk more and more about what Planned Parenthood does, especially in society, in communities where Planned Parenthood is operating a clinic. I think it's very important to draw attention to what it is that Planned Parenthood is doing.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, is to the person who's just listening going, you know, I barely understand eugenics. I don't think I could take on Planned Parenthood as an organization. But what could the average person do to begin to move in that direction?
Well, my book provides an extensive overview of Planned Parenthood's history. But for an abbreviated version, there's articles at nrlc.org that provide a nice summary of what it is that Planned Parenthood does. You can just type in Planned Parenthood and do a search on that website. There's lots of sort of digest versions that summarize Planned Parenthood and what it is that they're doing. You can also invite in speakers, have educational events focusing on Planned Parenthood and on their whole ideology and what it is that they promote.
Thanks, Angela. Learn more about her book at angelafranks.com. Learn more about the pro-life movement at rtl.org. I'm Jeffrey Vance. Thanks for listening to Life Beat.